Gumorgon. You translate that.
Good morning.
Hello.
I can't say it in Finnish.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Hyvää huomenta in Finnish. Yeah, I'm from Finland.
You're from Finland, then?
Juhani, my first name.
Juhani, idea.
And in the English world, I introduce myself Juhani.
So, you Juhani.
And one lady in Israel said, I can't call you Juhani. I just said, call me honey. So in the end, I was John for her. I've been really enjoying being first time here in Faroes. Yesterday we had a really good day. And we are celebrating OM work here in Faroes. We have new country leaders. Anita and Otmar Thorsen. And also a new board leading the work. And it's been great.
Fantastic.
And I just thought this is something not from the record. It is my interpretation of history. I think Vikings sent their best people to Faroes.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Because I love your humor. Your flexibility. I'm not sure about this blessing of showers. Because normally in Finland the rain comes from heaven.
But
here it comes from all the directions. Yeah, wow. Anyway, I'd like to share some really important message. This has been in my mind maybe half a year in particular. I feel that God sometimes gives me a certain topic. And then I need to really, really dwell in it half a year, whatever. And as I was thinking about today, I thought I'd like to share this. And this is not the rocket science. I'm a simple man. But God has very good things for us. I like to share about God's grand design, God's ultimate purpose.
God's grand design, God's store plan, God's ultimate plan.
Probably all of us, all of you, because you are a very artistic nation. Remember a guy named Michelangelo. Michelangelo,
yeah.
He was once in next to huge marble stone. Just chiseling down and taking. And then somebody just came to ask, oh, what are you going to do? Michael said, yeah, I'm going to make a horse. And it's huge, huge marble there. And this man asked, how can you make a horse out of this marble? And he said, it's very simple. I just take off everything that doesn't look like horse. That's the artist. Yeah, it's great. And I think this is a message for us. And I have a verse for you. Let's this is in English, but let's hear how it sounds in Faroese. Yeah, maybe you.
But moine som nu atter føyir við kvølun intil Kristus er vorin skjaskur og í tikkum. Du Galata brann og fyrir nøgja.
I was reading this maybe half a year ago. And this verse just jumped on me. Because it says, until Christ is formed in you. Paul was writing to Galatians. it says, which means big area of different churches. And something has went wrong in that area. Something was really wrong. Because Paul had to say, I'm in labor. And really in pain. Until Christ is formed in you. And this is really important. That you see, God's ultimate call for your life is Christ in you. And Christ formed in you. And the word in you, which is used in this particular verse
is
morpho in Greek. Form, fashion, shape, mold. So let's really think about this. So God's ultimate goal for your life. It's really, it's something special. Like in Colossians, let's read it in Ephesians.
Han kunngjør vidt, tar vidt amen av hvert menneske og lærer hvert menneske ved øtlom visdommen, fyrir at kunne leie hvert menneske fram fullkomme i Kristus.
So in mission, in churches,
so in mission og i samkommen,
we want to present every man and woman,
so vil jeg presentere hver eneste mann og kvinne,
complete in Christ.
Fullkomme i Kristus.
Of course we know that it means saved, first of all,
at jeg er frelst,
but not just being saved.
Men ikke bare være frelst.
It's like taking a person out from the water.
And now
he's saved.
Yes.
But that's not God's ultimate goal. But like in, I come from Finland, many believers think that's it. You are saved and that's it. You continue your own life. And God has His life. But God has much, much more. Let's see. And this is one of my favorite verses. Let's read it in Ephesians.
Such a course of stora karlaga fire have wished of God at which could cut last button goods with erotia, two chender hybrid of Nietzsche, the unchained Icham. Tidelskava, nu är vi bönn Guds och inte är uppenbara än kvärt vi skulle vara. Vi vita att ta han uppenbaras skulle vi vara honom lojk till vi skulle sucha han som han är.
We will be like him.
Vi vara som han.
Not as gods.
Inte som gudar.
But like him.
Men som han.
And we need to really study this. And in Old Testament there's a man called Job. He actually knew this truth. That's somewhere in Job chapter 19. Where he says, my Redeemer lives. And when I leave this flesh, I will see like who he is, like him, I will be changed into his likeness.
And
also King David knew this. That's in Psalm 17. Last verse there. It's the same idea there. So it's not just the New Testament message. That has been God's message all throughout the history. Like those other verses, if you like to write down. Today we are not going to read them. But to be Christ likeness, what does it mean? Are we going to look like a white robe and a beard and a long hair? Everybody looking like the same? No. It's about character of God. Character of God. Let's think about what that means. God's character. Just use your imagination. You have a wonderful day. Everything in your thought life is really perfect. You see and view yourself in right way. You see God right way. And your thinking is right towards even the worst enemy you know. Can you imagine one day that your thought life is really, really perfect? Just imagine that. I think that would be a joyful day. This is something that God is aiming. Of course, we know Galatians 5. Fruit of the Spirit. That's something, it's not just that God has that. He has that, all those ingredients. But somehow, as we grow in Christ, we can be partakers of that. That fruit of the Spirit. We lack patience. That's in Jesus. We lack peace.
Free.
That's what we can find in Jesus.
But
sometimes, and unfortunately quite often, we try to produce that by our own strength. Every one of us. That's, we try to religiously produce that. I mean, that doesn't really work. But God has that goal. And let's study a few verses that actually opens a little bit about this. Peter, 2 Peter. Let's read it in Paris.
Og lad os læse det første godt, Anna Pæts brev 1, 3 og 4. Nøje og frier faldt det om markfalt og lot, og i kunnskap om god og herre okkara Jesus. Alt vi høyre til lov og godsetta hever goddomlig måtter hans her giv i okkon, i kunnskap om han, som kallar i okkon vid dult og kraftsyne. Her vi hever han giv i okkon hina største og dyraste lyfte, for at hit vi taimon skulle få lot og goddomlig er nokturen. Ta og tid flytja bursdu fra spytlun i heimnun som kjemur av djernd.
I love this part, that you may become partakers of his divine nature.
Jeg elsker det her at tid som får parst, som får parst og i hans er goddomlige måtte.
I mean, what a gift.
En fantastisk gama.
That you and me can be partakers of his divine nature. He's perfect.
Han er fullkommen.
And if here in Ferris there would be a shop, and they would be kind of selling God's character. And there's a shop. That you can swap and change and get that his character. I think I would really build my house next to it. And there's always line up people there. Day and night, everybody wants to go in that shop. But actually, it's in a way, it's truth. But because we don't see his shop.
Men alltid vill inte sucha hända handlen och kara ligga med ejon.
But he is still available for that.
So at all go tucked that we can for fatra.
Because basically his shop is open in Jesus.
To his handlen är väl gången öppen i Jesus.
And we need to learn to cling and find him.
We all can turn our out for a light that will find him.
Let's see the other verse.
Låt oss ta oss med andra vers.
Let's go Hebrews.
Hebreerbrevet.
Also in Ferris.
Ja, Hebreerbrevet 12 og tuch verset den pastor, men han ger det här okkun til gagn så vi får lot og heila lika hansara.
And of course this is not, we don't feel this is nice thing always.
Vi føler ikke alltid at dette er så øyla deilet.
Because he's like a father that disciplines us.
Vi han er som en fær vi rattar sig til okkun.
But because he is the Father,
men altid at han er fjæren,
and he knows what is best for you and me,
han vet hva det best for deg og meg.
He disciplines us in order
So rakta ja nokum og rakta mat
that we can share his wholeness, his character.
Are we come from loot hans heila lega og hans karakter.
So he has really the ultimate goal in his mind.
So han hevur ta ultimativa mál í huga.
Because that when we can really find the fulfillment.
So her sum við fulla 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 nei
og joy.
Glæði,
peace,
free.
All that what we are lacking.
All oft hans okkum manglar.
And let's show, take the other verse. And this is 2 Corinthians. And it's also sharing one part of this truth. Some of us might think in this way. Okay, this just happens when I get to heaven. Yes, that's true. But God wants to do something already here on the earth. Because all these verses we have been reading now, they are basically in present tense. It's right now. Right now.
Right now.
And that's sometimes difficult to believe that it's for me and right now.
But there's often some trouble that still yet here for me or right now.
Maybe in future, so.
Can't go to your front to you now.
Something miracles needs to happen.
Can't go court a miracle for henta.
But we are being transformed right now.
Maybe we're unbright right now.
Into his likeness.
In the hands are mint.
Of course, in this verse that we just read, it reveals one secret. It says that unveiled face. So I'm not hidden.
So I'm
totally open and honest before God.
Er pure open og ærlig fyrir Gud.
If I have a really bad day, I mess up.
Og alt það sem gerir þetta enda skjálle.
I just confess that to Jesus.
So jotti þetta bara fyrir Jesus.
Right now.
Right now.
And this is something God is expecting us
to do. Þetta er fullt vantar á okkur.
That we are totally honest and open.
At við erum fullkomlega open og ærlig.
If you really have a bad day, just tell it to Jesus.
Og du hevur ein orðar ringan þær, fortel ta fyrir Jesus.
But the problem I face.
Og tað man trúblaðir sum eg hava.
Quite often people know this truth.
Ja fast kenna sannleikan.
But they don't practice it.
Men tað lívi sjú uti. Tað praktiserar ikki.
Kind of I know in my head I should actually talk this and give it to Jesus.
Eg veit at eg hørt nú at eg skal tosa við Jesus um ta evigjuð at lansa.
So there's a right knowledge.
So vitan er er.
But not really obedience of the word.
Men ikki verið lutnum av the orð.
And the obedience of the word actually will deliver these goods.
Og lutnum av the orð nú er ta sum setir ein her í frelsi okkara lívi.
I remember once that I quarreled with my wife.
Jag minns en affär där jag och konan vid och hött och bara en affär där.
Just one.
Struttes det sen där?
It happens once a day.
Det händer en affär där igen.
So I was really upset.
You were all bitter.
I mean, I was angry.
You were all bitter.
And my wife was doing this.
Hva konan?
And I had to go. And my happy place, I just go to the sofa.
So if I were so for now,
and I just think, whoa, what is going on?
Well, you expect, oh, I got confusion.
And I was really upset.
We were all Hitler.
And I thought, well, what is this?
You also carry it on that.
And I was just thinking, and then I said, okay, I pray.
So you say, and I said, okay, you let me be.
Because I really blew it. I lost it.
So to your first end, I lay out. And
yeah, I was just meditating, thinking.
So we sat there and meditated and hugsaði.
My emotions were really, really bad.
Chancellor var alltid på köra och skriva.
Ah, man. But then anyway, I was thinking about the word of God.
So hugsaði um all Guds.
And what the word of God says.
It says all Guds sigur.
It says that I should do something about it. I should go to my wife and ask forgiveness and forgive whatever it needs to be
done.
And my feelings were totally against that. And I thought, okay, but anyway, I need to work it out. Then I just rose from the sofa. And I got the verse in my mind. Go in this power.
Fær við hesa kraftina.
I thought, what's that power? my power, if my emotions were really something, not really that power that God is talking. That's the verse when Gideon got that verse. Go in this power. Because he meditated the word of God. And basically Jesus said to him, go in this power. And if I would have waited my emotions to kind of come in the right position, whatever.
So was your hotel teacher?
That would have been really, really long time. Taking long time. But I went actually against my emotions.
And if I remote the chancellor,
took the word of God,
took all goods,
and somehow Holy Spirit encouraged me to just go for it. So that's something that we need to do in our daily life. And we start experiencing God's character in our lives. We live in an abnormal world. And this photo kind of shows that. There's a baby Jesus, and quite often during the Christmas time we just focus on that baby Jesus and cozy nice things.
But
basically he landed to the war zone. That's why I prepared this photo. That we are in an abnormal world. And there's one verse that I like to open. It's let's see if I have it in yeah.
It's the resurrection body, also upprising our ligament. Men borgarskapur okkar í himlunum. Hian vantar við eisini frelsara Herran Jesus Kristus, sum skal umskapa virus leysa líkam okkara, so ta verður lukt dulda líkam hansara, eftir kraftna sum hann eisini kan leggja allt undir seg við.
We talk about his character.
Vi talar um hansara karakter.
And we grow in that. God grows in us. And that will really be a blessing to the churches and to your life. More God's character in us. People love your presence.
So
but of course, because you are also to share the truth, some people hate that. So it's not cozy life.
So this is the life.
But this verse is also important. Because it shows that we are in an abnormal world. Your and my body is a humble state. It's very humble, very broken. Actually, it says, I think in Greek, it's a low body. You know, evolution thinks that we develop. That from monkey, and now we start looking maybe computer guys. And I call it, it's devolution. So basically, we really are in a low body. Even though you that look like old and beautiful, wait some years. There's no hope. Start losing and whatever. Please come off.
So
it's just a God's reminder that this is not the place that we are going to stay. This is just the kind of a place that God meets with me. In that my body is the place where God meets with me. And because the fall, we also suffer.
So
all sort of sicknesses, tiredness. It's just the God's reminding, he has something better.
God minner okkum og han hevur nakað betri fyri okkum.
And this is really important to grasp.
Og tað er ekkert tøtningar við at skilja hatta.
That God has something better.
Og Gud hevur nakað betri fyri okkum.
There was once one old lady.
Og ein afran eldri kvinna.
She was really good in cooking and making nice food.
Hon var øyla góð til at kokka og gera lekkra mat.
And whenever the guest came.
Ta eg gestu koma.
And when they saw that there's a special fork on the table.
Ta so ein spesiellan gaffel borlan.
Is it for the dessert?
Fyrir dessertina.
Everybody knew now there's going to be something really special.
So this is there and there were like a high.
I mean the dinner was always great. But if that fork was there, there's something really, really nice treatment coming. So then one day this old lady died. And she, in her will, she wanted to write something. She asked those that put her body there in the coffin. That's it's in a church.
At the in
the coffin is open.
What is just as we're open.
And she lays there.
Someone here.
And they she has put the nice fork, that nice fork into her hand. And she was there and then with the fork. And everybody got the message. That there's something special coming. Those that knew her. They knew that she left the last message. This is not all. This is not the all. What? And it is amazing.
It's fantastic.
And this is my father-in-law. He died 6 days ago. I was on the way to Norway. Got the text message.
SMS.
His name is Arne.
Arne er navnet jo
nå. Next week he would have been 83 years old.
Og neste vek han blir 83 år gammel.
He was a believer.
Han var en sikkvande.
And I put it in my Facebook memoriam photo.
I Facebook profilen kallte jeg en mynd til minnes om han.
And I know that he's now with Jesus.
Jeg vet at han nu er ved Jesus.
But do you know one thing?
Do you know, hva skal de holde?
If we would see him right now,
this is so han bænt nu,
he would look younger than me.
So han ser yngre ut enn eg er.
Yes. He would look younger than me.
So han ser yngre ut enn eg er.
I would be the old guy.
Eg vil vera den gamle.
And he's rejoicing.
Og han hevur ta gott.
Do you think this is a good news?
Heldur du at go to yndir?
I think it's wonderful news.
Ja, det er fantastisk to yndir.
It's glorious.
Det er utrolig fantastisk.
And can you find a person here on the earth?
Finna við nærkan her á jörð.
That wouldn't like that kind of news.
So which hey hoot at við hast to yndir?
I think I don't know anyone.
Ich kenni ongan.
Really?
Verlega.
But because sometimes we present Christianity.
Men vi först så presenterar vi kristendomen.
Make it such a religious heavy stuff.
Så tungt religiöst stuff.
That sometimes unbelievers they kind of say certain things about Christianity.
Så säger att det inte tycker om det något ting om kristendomen det tycker om det.
And sometimes I really agree.
Och väl kan så är det sant ofta.
But if we really share the core values and what the Christianity is.
Men hvis vi søger til at virne og måle som kristendom du vil lage ned.
What's the good news?
For det det går mot hundene.
I mean, no, who wants to say no, no thank you?
For she is all my tak.
I don't like to live forever.
Jeg har ikke hva livet av der ever.
Unfortunately, they are going to live forever anyway.
If I shall live av der ever, I'll look at.
But to have a glorious body.
Men jeg har et fantastisk flott ligam.
Resurrection body.
Et dårlig ligam, et oppresnet ligam.
And perfect character.
En fullkomnen karakter.
I mean, all your thoughts like.
Alt tankaløyve.
And every action.
Alle handlinger.
And wow. Hey, hallelujah. Wow. Let's go. So in 2 weeks time there will be a funeral.
Så om 2 weeks så vil jeg gjøre ferien.
And of course there will be believers, unbelievers. I'm going to challenge everybody.
And
my ultimate goal for that funeral. It's going to be. That all those that are in this funeral celebration. That we feel sorry. that we didn't get there yet. That he got the best part. We are still in this low body.
And
this is the good news. This is really good news. And we're supposed to share this. Maybe you read it.
Matthias 8:29.
And as we learn this more and more, God calls us to share this with people. And I've seen that God has really blessed Faroes. And I think and I believe that God wants to bless true Faroes to other nations as well. There are a lot of places that people have never heard this news. Never. I mean, even if you go to Spain and start saying, do you know Jesus? Somebody say, yeah, he lives in the corner there. There are a lot of Jesuses there. In other parts of the world. But I really believe that the fairies have a lot to say in the mission. And you have certain characteristics that some other nations don't have. I shared in another place that if fairies can't be stopped by storm, the rest of us, we would stay at home. No, we are not going out.
So the rest of us can live it. Storm shall come out.
Pharaoh said, "What storm?"
Was Pharaoh going to say, "What storm?"
It hasn't yet even started.
It's a pity I'm going then.
And those that live in continent, then we stay at home. It's like in Finland, we have a half a year winter.
In Finland, they have snow or no winter.
Snow and really temperature low. Everybody just carries on. And one other thing is that fairies, you have the flexibility. There's always, you can come go around. Any Germans here? Some of them can't really go around. And so in every nation, God has really put something special. And he wants that to take it to other nations. Because I do believe that there's something his character in all his nations.
Also.
And we ought to share that. And I love ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
You know,
I thought it said ice cookie.
I mean, that might be cute as well.
Ice hockey.
But you know, last year we won. Finland.
Finland won.
And what I like that it wasn't we didn't have best players.
We had the best spellers now.
But we had the best team.
We had the best league.
We won Russia.
We won Russland.
And Sweden. Oh, hallelujah! It's a very spiritual moment. But that's God, how he views a mission. He wants to have his best team. So as I started this morning, that Vikings are the best people to fairies. Because I really see some characters that are really, really nice in you, you know, in your nation. You are very gifted in many areas. So I think God is now, okay, now it's your turn to bless other nations. Let the holy Vikings now go to other nations. You are not just shooting people. But really giving them a resurrection body. God's character. And that's the best what you can do.
That's the best that you can do.
Amen.
Amen.